Religious freedom hangs in the balance as presidential elections draw near in Nigeria. Chinese church leaders mark a new ministry trend, and Slovakia has a vision for more churches. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Presidential elections in Nigeria next week could be negative for Christians in that divided African nation. President of Open Doors USA Carl Mueller says term limits prevent President Olusegun Obasanjo from running again. Mueller says Christians are fearful.
If there's a Muslim elected president and the two leading candidates are both Muslim, that Christian rights in that country will continue to suffer. And of course, we know that Nigeria is the home to some of the largest and fastest growing churches in Africa. However, there is also a great deal of persecution going on in the northern states.
Mueller says there's reason for that.
12 states are governed by Islamic Sharia law, and the Christians in those states, of course, have to fall under Islamic law, and it is very harsh in their treatment of Christians. Christians have died in the thousands over the past few years. Churches have been burned in the thousands.
According to Mueller, Christians worldwide need to pray that religious freedom will be preserved. Elsewhere, rumors lead to a tense Easter in Pakistan. Compass Direct reported that violence erupted after rumors that Christian men attacked Muslims and desecrated a sticker bearing Muhammad's name. Another rumor claims a playground dispute among Christian and Muslim parents is the cause. Whatever the cause, the effect was a brutal attack on a Christian neighborhood. Men, women, and children were beaten and houses were stoned. Pray for peace in the midst of the violence. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission groups generally agree. China's Christian population's exploding. That means there's a huge discipling need, and pastors are being forced to admit that they don't have the official resources for biblical training. Their response launched a movement, says China Partners' Eric Berkland.
There's a new phenomenon happening, and that is Chinese churches are organizing short-term training for lay leaders. And in order for that to be expedited, more and more local churches are opening up what they call Bible training centers. These are not official seminaries or Bible schools as such, but more specifically designed for laity of Christian leadership.
Berkland says China Partners is looking to help fund the centers, but they're also recruiting other trained leaders to mentor.
This is now going into the grassroots level. This is going to go in the back country sides of China, the rural areas where the majority of Christians live and where there is very little help being given.
Meanwhile, Peacemaker Ministries and Saddleback Church will host a Peacemaker Seminar next month to teach people how to reconcile relationships biblically. That has far-reaching implications in a community. Saddleback Church's Pastor Dave Green.
The first step in becoming a peacemaker is to learn how to respond to conflict in our own lives in a biblical and reconciling way. And if we aren't doing that personally, then how are we going to influence others? And, you know, one of the biggest criticisms of the church is that we're all a bunch of hypocrites. Well, this is a good way to attack that argument, by demonstrating in our lives the ability to resolve the conflicts.
And is there a difference between peacemaker and peacekeeper? Green says they'll teach the difference at the seminar. That, in turn, helps believers live the gospel as they strive toward healthy relationships.
Peacemaker is going to be more on the resolving part of things, rather than just keeping the parties separate like a peacekeeper would do. A peacemaker is going to help them reconcile the relationship.
And Slovakia's doors are wide open for evangelism right now. The Slovak Association of Evangelical Churches has established the first and only theological seminary and has a vision to plant churches in all villages with at least 1,000 people. A mission team from ION Network is currently renovating a Christian conference center there that ION Network is part of. The center was named after John Amos Comenius, who believed there was no divide between religion and science. Pray for the team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.